Forever Dog.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. We are real rock stars, and I'm the biggest of all. I just told you who I thought I was. A guy. A guy. A guy. A guy.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
A guy. A guy. A guy.
I thought I was.
I am the number one most. Generation.
This ain't rap guy shit, nigga. I'll rip any one of you motherfuckers down. Hey. Rah. 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 Do, 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 do. Close eyes. See things. Fire up. Tweaking. You and my freak dreams. You and my freak dreams. Bad bitch. You dig that? Get stacks. Drive cars. Whip out. Bitch out. Tits out. Oh shit, my dick out right now. Can she suck right now? Fuck, can she fuck right now? I done asked her twice now. Can you bring the price down? A little boozy with the wipe down. A little woozy with a nice now. What the fuck right now? What if we fuck right now? What if we fuck right now? What if we fuck in the middle of the dinner table? What if we fucked at the Vogue party? Would we be the life of the whole party? Shut down the whole party? Would everybody start fucking? Would everybody start fucking? Would everybody start fucking? They don't want these motherfuckers living that level of love your life. Smack her ass if she get on the gun lot. We in the bedroom fucking life, baby. God. Don't be too loud.
All right. What up, everybody? This is the Bookie A podcast. I'm out of town, but I'm Chris Daniels.
Yeah, I would never do that in Chris Daniels' face. That'd be crazy. I'm Rob Hayes.
I'm glad I'm in another state right now.
Yeah, I got to do Freestyle 4 in an empty room, baby.
I mean, you know what? I feel like Freestyle 4 would have been fitting for that for Kanye at the goddamn AVN Awards. Apparently. That's what you should have did.
Yeah, that's why That's why I did it. Come on, man. People acting it's a new Kanye. It ain't no new Kanye, man. We'll get to it, man. First, we got to talk about where you at, Chris.
I'm back in Detroit.
Back in Detroit, man. And you know, y'all, we've talked about it before. Y'all Detroit people are always getting dominated by somebody from Ohio, man.
Why are we doing this right now?
What you mean?
It's not even appropriate.
What you mean? The rap guy got confronted by the rap devil.
The rap devil is just a dude eating Cheerios.
Come on, man. I'm not afraid. Come on. I know you laughed when he did that.
That was kind of funny. That was kind of funny.
He said, like, your beard look weird. I'm tired of these stupid hats. He got at Eminem style, you know, and somebody should have. This man wore a durag for 2 years straight and had no waves. Come on, man. Somebody needed to say something to Eminem.
Is this the best though? Is this what I'm supposed to classify as a diss when half the song is him complimenting Eminem?
No,
okay.
Okay, no one's gonna, because Eminem is great. So no one's gonna come in for Eminem and be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what made what Joe Budden said crazy, because he was like, the superior MC. And it was like, wait, what? Superior MC?
Yeah.
Like, he even had to take that back. Like, all right. Eminem is higher than me on my top five, but I'll kill him. Like, he had to say that because everybody gives Eminem his props. Eminem got at least two classics.
At least.
You got to be crazy. You got to be like in the chair at the barbershop just feeling yourself to really say Eminem don't got two classics.
Yeah, but it's like people real comfortable right now just because.
If you're a fan, you gonna say maybe he got three, but he definitely got two classics.
Yeah,
he definitely helped turn up Dr. Dre back up. Forgot about Dre. Forgot about Dre is Eminem like lighting that up and his hotness helping Dr. Dre come back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like Eminem was a moment when he had all them the real Slim Shady. That was a moment. You know, we really have not given Eminem his props on this podcast because we've been more talking about a post Eminem world and like, you know, like we've been talking about like 50 Cent and the aftermath of Aftermath, but we really haven't given Eminem his props. But all that being said, you know, I didn't even pay attention to that last Eminem album and nobody came for me. Nobody was like, hey, man, what are you doing?
That's because it wasn't good. That's fine.
Come on,
like,
man.
Kanye
started
the
Beehive
that.
And Beyonce was on it and I still didn't check it out.
Look, it's people think that he's vulnerable right now because, and this is why Joe Budden would only specify 10, like the last decade, is because the last of his catalog.
Joe Budden was on Love and Hip Hop in the last decade.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know where this like sudden allegiance to Joe Budden and sudden confidence in what everything Joe Budden has to say. Like
he had a core. He had a core already. And now because of the podcast, people, you know, everyday struggle, like his personality, I feel like if Joe Budden was this popular when he battled Drake, more people would have checked out his beef records with Drake, you know? But I feel like, you know, his podcast adds so much context to some of that situation.
Right. I mean, yeah, because, I don't know, he doesn't exist in obscurity anymore. And it's
yeah,
weird
I almost
because...
clicked on one of those songs last week. I almost was like, well, what did Joe Budden say to Drake? And then I was like, what am I doing? I got other
that's
stuff
the,
I need to be
doing. That's
the crazy right
thing.
Now.
You got people out here literally saying like, yo, Joe Budden can get with Eminem. And then even still, when you look up Joe Budden songs, well, I'm not going that far. But maybe in the future songs, they might be pretty good. So like, come on, man.
I listened to some Joe Budden recently. And then I was like, yo, I still don't. Even though he can rap, even though he's really good at putting words together, I much rather hear him talk across from Remy Ma.
Okay. And that's the show I didn't see, but I guess I got to check that out. I don't know. I feel like Joe's, but he's building like his saga. Like this is just like a whole season of like the Joe Budden show right now.
Yeah,
he's gonna
no.
make it like it'll be multi-platform.
I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with him like getting on his Charlamagne tip because I really think he's found his niche and everything. But it is interesting how he's playing this. And it's interesting that Eminem came for everybody but 21 Savage. He just quoted 21 Savage. He didn't really come for 21 Savage. He just said bank account like 21, you know? He don't want them exactly. problems. It's a knife. It's still a knife. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what y'all say. It's still a knife.
I mean, I don't even think it was like that bad. I mean, this dude, I think it's like Eminem's just like, he had an album. It went platinum. He's really mad about this album that went platinum. Like nobody really like fuck with it like that. I feel like he's like too competitive. And people keep saying like, you too old to be like coming at all these kids and stuff. Like he's just that dude. Like he thinks that he's the best rapper, that he might be like skill wise the best rapper. He's like, well, y'all trash my whole album. I'm gonna say something. It's just weird to watch it play out. Like,
I want to know what Tyler's gonna do.
I don't think he'll do anything.
Oh, Tyler's going to do something. You don't think Tyler's gonna do anything? He might not put out a diss track. Tyler's funny. You came for Tyler. And Tyler, you know what I'm saying? He's gonna have bars for him on whatever Tyler does next. And he's definitely gonna clown him on his next video. Cause how Eminem used to clown people in videos, I feel like, come on, man, Lord of Squad isn't even on no more. The Jellies is on Adult Swim. Come on, man. Tyler gonna come through with some jokes. He might do a whole character. He might come dressed as Eminem.
Yo, I'm still out here trying to rap and whatnot.
What was the fucking Chris D'Elia thing? Harrison Ford in the floorboard. Oh god.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, man.
Use way too many napkins. I'll give everybody that. The Eminem impressions are hilarious.
Yeah.
Keep doing those. I'm cool with that.
And then Eminem put out this part one, part two. We don't know how many parts yet. Interview with Sway. That's weird.
Oh, I haven't even seen that yet.
Oh, it's weird, man. It's so weird. It's like the last time you was interviewed was by Sway in like 2005. Like we haven't seen you interviewed in so long. You have a whole serious channel and you have not been interviewed on there. I don't know the last time Eminem was interviewed, I was in high school. Pre-podcast.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I
like,
guess
period.
I'll check it
like
out.
The I'm, idea of podcast.
I'm fine. If it's look, I don't give a damn. If it means like we get like back to Eminem like rapping.
He's rapping.
I'm cool
rapping.
With it.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm fine with it.
I like Kamikaze.
It's
you
good.
Know how I know I like Kamikaze? Because I played it for people that I never play. I never would play another Eminem anything for. But I was like, you got to hear this. And this is probably your only chance to hear this. So I'm going to play this.
Yeah, because they'll never. Yeah.
They was playing it on my block. And I have never been in New York when Eminem was like popping. So it was like, oh, okay. When like. Maybe, you know, when Marshall Mathers was out, when Slim Shady was out, maybe people was playing it in their cars. Like, I hear it on my block. I hear people in the streets listening to Eminem, and that's cool. That's real interesting. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they're obviously playing it here, but like, this is the first Eminem album that I think deserves to be played in a while. But I would, even saying that, I'm not going to be like a lot of these people today who are like really bold and trying to be like, well, Eminem don't never really rap about nothing. And I'm just like, man, it's crazy. People have a switch up. They switch up so quick nowadays. It's weird.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, people don't care about people who rap about stuff. If that was the case, we would all love that bum and people would get me the heck out of here for talking about him.
But you gotta talk about Buckwheat.
Come on, man.
This is ridiculous.
I need to leave J. Cole alone.
You really do. Because, you know, he's just trying to, like, do some positive stuff.
Yeah.
I can't defend J. Cole anymore.
I mean, after this week with the whole, you know, KOD seems like, you know, it's eerie how, like, you know, we didn't even know, I guess, where... You know, like, we didn't even know, like the effects of some of that stuff, I think. You know, and I really didn't expect the whole Mac Miller thing. That kind of shocked me. Like, I got texts from all kind of people.
Yeah, I learned a lot about, like, the state of things and where people are this week just in that situation.
I didn't know how many people I know personally that met him and thought enough of him to, like, take a picture with him. Like, it was crazy how many people, like, he met. Like, he was out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew about his business. I knew about him being independent and getting the number one album, you know, without being on a major label and that. And, like, him touring, owning his own tour bus and all that. Like, I knew about that. But I really wasn't into his music. And I'm not the type to, like, when somebody passes, just like go deep into their music. Like, that's just not my style. Like, I didn't do it with Aaliyah, you know. I mean, I already, you know, knew the songs that I knew from her. Like, I didn't do it with X. I didn't do it with, you know, Pun. I didn't, you know, I mean, I was sad when Pun died. I was sad when Tupac, Biggie died, but, you know, I was already listening to them. But, you know, I don't get wrapped up. That's not how I mourn. You know, I don't get wrapped up in that whole thing. But at the same time, you know, I didn't understand his influence and how many people were, like, into his music until, you know, he passed.
Not just the music. Like, everybody had, like, it wasn't the same story, but it was the same story.
Yeah.
Of, like, how they crossed paths with him. And I'm just like, I don't know, it was wild. It kind of was like, you know, he's young, and it's like what Master P said when, like, like proud he died. He was like, y'all gotta give him his flowers when he's here. And it's like, he's kind of too young for like flowers, but it's just like, man, I feel like maybe he wasn't getting the respect he deserves.
Yeah.
Even
I
now,
mean,
like, yeah.
I feel bad that like when he dropped his album the same day as Astroworld, like I didn't even think to go listen to it, you know? And I feel like, dang, like, you know, this is somebody who makes the type of music that I would listen to, you know, like why would I not check it out, you know? It kind of made me reevaluate that thing, and maybe like maybe I should, you know, just because something's not what I'm checking for or I didn't expect it, still, you know, give it a spin.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't exactly do a deep dive, but I did, you know, I did actually think about like, oh, all these songs that I do know, like mm-hmm. even like since kids, the intro was like where I first got him. I was like, oh, he's dope. But, you know, maybe didn't follow him as much as some like the Iron people, but like he's got a catalog, man. He did a lot of stuff and with like a lot of your favorite people too.
Man. R.I.P. Peace, Mac Miller.
All right, let's spin this to some, how do we get to Kanye?
Well, okay, well, let's first talk about these people who, you know, on their album, they talking about it's too late for all that lovey-dovey, I'm your brother, but then want to give the most happiest handshake I've ever seen in my life to Meek Mill on stage.
Oh, God. I didn't really pay attention to that, but...
Come on,
I don't
man.
Know what's going on. What's
just
because
y'all
Kanye
beef is over, I ain't never been to no concert and seen like they look too far from each other to be shaking each other's hands. It's like ain't nobody else on the stage. Just y'all can get close enough to give a real handshake. Were they dancing and handshaking at the same time? Like I was real confused.
Did Meek take the $25,000 shot? I would have asked to take the shot.
What shot?
You know, Drake at his concert, he has people take like the shot, like the basketball shot for like 25K.
What? No.
Yeah. It's like a half court shot.
They played.
Somebody made it like last week.
They played ping pong and people said that they bet each other $20,000 on the ping pong game.
Meek Mill strikes me as a dude who could be sneaky nice at ping pong. It's always dudes who like you least expect it.
If I'm playing ping pong for $20,000, I'm going to be in that thing like, no, I didn't receive coaching. I did not receive coaching. No, I did not cheat. I do not cheat. No, I fight for men's rights.
Oh, no. Not men's rights, Rob.
I did not. No, you owe me an apology. You owe me an apology. Say you're sorry. Say you're sorry right now.
You can tell she got a kid. That's why she just
I am a mother. Yo, they don't got nothing to do with this tense. I know people are like we're in tense times right now, okay? Because any other climate, people would be like, yo, Serena, like what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Is it cause you're losing? Is it cause of the stress of being in the finals and like getting this point? She smashed two rackets. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why that's a penalty, but I feel like maybe it should be a penalty or you got to play with the smashed racket. I don't know. But I feel like Serena could beat some of these people with a smashed racket. Like, I think she could. But I just feel like people are... It's one of them things where it's like people are outraged and like some people are like, she made it more than it was. And then people are like, I'm defending Serena no matter what. And there are other years in the U.S. Open where they blatantly said balls was out of bounds that were inbounds and balls were inbounds that were out of bounds. Like I watched a compilation of the worst calls in U.S. Open history. And like one of the matches she had was like number one. It was like, oh, this dude just really is just out against her, you know? But I don't know. It to me, if it didn't go to a third set, so it wasn't even like as close as it could have been. And, you know, but people have taken it to another level. There's cartoonists that have made Osaka look like, you know, a blonde-haired white girl. You know, they've taken it to another place that if it wasn't in that place, it's there now. If it wasn't a sexism issue, it is now. If it wasn't a racist issue, it is now. So, you know, but
I'm not going to pretend like I know tennis like that. I'm definitely sorry. I could do that. Okay.
I'm terrible. No, I'm not nice at tennis at all. Like, you know, but I watch it. I'm good at watching tennis. I used to watch tennis for a living.
But I mean, you know, it's like I do understand like sportsmanship and competitiveness. So I get it. When people say like, when you watch it, of course I watch like, you know, what happened and what occurred. So it's like people are like, oh, it's a meltdown and like whatever. And I'm like, yeah, it's a meltdown. Like you try to say she's a cheater. I'll melt down too if you try to say I'm a cheater.
Yeah, because
like
that discredits everything she's done. Like that's coming more than at the match. It's come, you know, it's different than saying, hey, the ball's out of bounds when it was inbounds, or the ball was inbounds when it's out of bounds. You saying, you know, you out here cheating. Let's go back and look at all the stuff you did. You know what I'm saying? That's some court steroids type of claim, you know?
It's like you said, it's just like at levels now where it's just like, man, like y'all done got so far away from the actual match, you know.
But her husband, he didn't have her back. I thought that was weak. He was like, yeah, I was coaching, but she didn't see it. Like, come on, man. Come on, man. You done seen all this stuff, people booing out here, and you just going to be like, yeah, nah, I was coaching. But, you know, everybody be coaching. I ain't never seen nobody call coaching.
I don't know.
What's the point of a coach if they can't coach?
Tennis is just one of those sports that got, like, these, like, kind of outdated rules that they, like, enforce half the time, it seems like.
Yeah, it's more like they're trying to manage, like how you act than how you play tennis, you know?
Yeah, they manage you as individuals, not, like, athletes and
it's
competitors.
Like,
it's
yeah,
weird.
You can't take your shirt off, but ESPN got a bodies issue. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
It's 2018.
Keep it consistent.
I done seen D Wade's whole thigh. I didn't ask for it. You know what I'm saying? They had Isaiah Thomas in there naked.
The what?
Huh?
In what?
The bodies issue.
They came out with a kid's body issue.
Oh, man. Hey, man. Onika said, don't speak on nobody's kids.
Oh, man.
You're going to be in trouble. Eminem don't like people talking about people's kids.
We never even talked about this. Oh, God. Yo, the shoe heard around the world.
Man. Cardi B be throwing these shoes, man.
Like, she had a team. Like, she had two dudes. She was like, okay, you got to hold my dress up and you block the cameras while I grab my shoe. And it was, I mean.
Harper Bazaar is the biggest, like it's the heaviest of magazines. I've never seen a fight in Harper Bazaar.
About to.
But I don't know. I think I secretly think some of these Fashion Week people like it. Cause it's like it brings attention to Fashion Week. Them
Fashion
bright
Week
Prada
attention.
Jackets wasn't doing it. People was, you know, them didn't make noise like that fight made noise.
Kanye caught it, dog. It shit gets boring now. All my friends who like have to cover Fashion Week, that's how they feel. They're like, we have to cover it. You know, like they don't like it's not fun anymore, or as interesting. So I do buy a theory that like the next day it was like. Cardi's like new lipstick line or something got announced, and I'm like, okay, it's like this doesn't take away from anything. This is just more buzz for your brands, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good look, you know. Some people be like, okay, you know, we can't like, you know, black women in particular can't be acting like that. Sure, I get it, but I mean, you know, these people got, you know, they got some issues they need to settle out. I don't know when they go do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of them things where you like, you don't want to see them fighting. You don't want to see them going at it. But there's some lines that have been crossed. And, you know, you don't like, I think part of it is now that Nicki's in the broadcast space, if she saw Cardi and Cardi didn't do nothing, that would have been the subject of Queen Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she has been like doing these like deep dive commentaries on things.
Yeah, and Cardi, like Cardi had that confrontation. Nicki was been like instigating, but Nicki's real, real slick on how she's doing the situation. And I mean, part of me understands just because of how like how things have unfolded before. And it's like, okay, you know, when Nicki, like the motorsport thing happened, and you know, there's been times where people haven't had Nicki's back. So I feel like Nicki's gonna have her own back at all times. But
so that's what the whole thing is like. For weeks is what it sounded like. It's like Nicki against the world.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's trying to cheat her. Everybody's crazy, you know. And it's like, what's like? I feel like it's like one of those situations where it's like some truth, but then a lot of like insecurities, and it's like, I don't know what's going on anymore, because you know, what can you take at face value versus how much is you mad at a baby or something like that?
Yeah,
that's gonna be my last reference to anybody's kids on this episode.
Oh wow, wow, Chris is retiring from talking about retiring from kids, man.
Retiring from the game.
You know what that means. In the next 2 weeks, it's going to be all kids stuff. Like, it's going to be like, you know, Shy and Blue and Nori and, you know, Stormy and, yeah, all of them. Dream, all of them are going to have something, and you're going to have to report on it.
Now I'm done. I'm out the game.
Lele got signed.
Who?
The little girl that be freestyling on Instagram every Friday. She does Freestyle Fridays on Instagram. She got signed.
Amazing. I hope she never crosses Nicki Minaj's path.
Oh, Lele can spit. You know, Nicki don't want no parts of little Lele or Cardi. Lele can spit, and I guarantee she write all her rhymes. You know what I'm saying?
She may not write. She may have, like, you know, she may not have time. It might just be off the head.
She said, I lost my teeth. Put the, oh, man. Tell the tooth fairy put the money in my hand. Then I'm going to do the running man. Yo, little Lele.
Would you say Lele's, you know, just skill-wise in the running to be the second half of Throne 2?
Hey, man. We all know who's in Throne 2. It's Kanye.
Who you got?
Come on, man. Jay-Z. Jay-Z need to apologize. You know it's not. You know it's not the Jigger, man. You know that.
I know that. That's for sure. But who you got in the still in this place?
6ix9ine.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Look,
he the king of New York.
I'm not going to try to dispute that.
The throne one was when Jay-Z was king of New York and Kanye West. There's a new king of New York now. His name is Tekashi 6ix9ine. And him and Kanye West watch the throne.
Why can't Cardi be king of New York?
Kendrick said he was king of New York, but we all know it's Tekashi 6ix9ine, man.
LeBron's track is leaking now, so maybe, you know, he's still king.
No, I'm sorry.
Why
not? You know I love LeBron. You know I'm happy LeBron's on the Lakers, but boy, I did not need to hear that.
Oh, man. KD was mad.
KD?
Even in 2011, he was mad.
Hey, KD could spit. That was book bag KD, too. He probably spit that with a book bag on.
Oh, dog.
He's a real backpack rapper.
I mean, I don't know, dog. Like, we already know the 6ix9ine stuff is happening. We know they're shooting videos you know, they make your music, it's just gonna happen. Like, there's nothing we could do about it now. And it's like,
I don't like the fact that 50 Cent could say that he got with 6ix9ine first. That's the only thing I really don't like about it. I have no issue with Kanye and 6ix9ine. That fits in the Listen to the Kids, bro. Come on, man. The man had Yachty before he was Yachty on stage. The man, you know, had was listening to Young Thug, had Uzi in the studio. Like, anybody, you know, everybody, I feel like people don't realize, but Kanye's always, you know, knows what's going on with the youth, but something about this seems like it's a little more.
What's going on with the youth?
He drawing pictures of Tekashi. He sent him a pair of shoes, a pair of 700s. Those are the first pair of Yeezys that I didn't like the way they look.
I mean, I just like, all right, so I don't get it. Like, I don't know what music, I just don't like, I'm not anticipating it. I'm not a Tekashi fan. I don't know what you're delivering. It's kind of like this Kanye Lil Pump song. It's like,
oh, it's no, don't like do a, that. Don't do that.
What?
Don't do that. What? I love it. I love it's not bad.
It's not, but like, what is it?
First of all, let's give all respect to Adele Givens, a hilarious comedian. The entire song is a reference to Adele Givens' joke. Adele Givens' catchphrase is, she's such a fucking lady. So he's saying, you're such a fucking hoe. Like, he's like doing a play on her catchphrase. She's in the video. Like, that Kanye's a comedy fan. But come on, man. There should be think pieces about how we should appreciate Adele Givens. There should be people pulling up clips about when Adele Givens got on the Hughleys was that much funnier. Like, she is hilarious. She's a great comedian, one of the queens of comedy. She has two specials on HBO. Like, I watched one a couple weeks ago, even before this song was even out. Like, I don't understand. Like, she's an OG Def Jam. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. That's what we should be focused on.
I'm saying,
Spike Jones directed the video. Spike Jones, legend.
It looks like it's made to be a meme. Like, the whole, it's
Spike
like
the Jones.
Beat. The beat, it's like a dope, it's like
Fat
it's
Boy
like,
Slim.
It's like Spike Whoopi Jones all over again. It's a,
where
it's
the
a
wild
thing
things
like
are. Spike Jones.
Over a joke.
Come on, man. Daft Punk. Spike Jones. Come on, man.
It just made
Have you
suck.
Seen the I Love It challenge? It's people all over the world putting boxes on themselves trying to figure out how to make the outfits, man. Y'all said the flip-flops were too small. Guess what? Giant flip-flops. Come on, man. That video, anybody else would have made that video, they would have made it nasty. It would have been all these close-ups, objectifying women. Kanye did it in a creative way. I guarantee you, that same song, if Ludacris made that same song and that same video, everyone would be like, Ludacris is back. It's people's anger with Kanye that is causing them to act like that video wasn't fun. Point blank, period.
But nobody, like, I don't know who's saying, like, they, like, hate it. It's just like,
Kanye, y'all talking about he wasn't rapping the same? Come on, that flow. I'm a sick fuck. I like my dick suck. I like my teeth duck, but dump, but dump. Come on, man. Your man was on there flowing like Mace, dog. Come on, man. Come on, man.
I mean, if you go compare it to like a Ludacris thing, like, we're not gonna act like this song is like comparable to like Stand Up, like the video and everything.
Why is it not?
Because it's just like a meme.
When Adele
like meme,
moved,
meme
he moved just like that. What are you talking about? Why can't I compare it to Stand Up? Hey, Lil Pump, bring that back. I don't understand why I can't compare.
Do you think Lil Pump knew what was happening when he showed up for the video shoot?
It don't matter. He got him to do it. He didn't say, no, I'm not putting that on. I'm Lil Pump. No, he got him to do it.
Of course that, because it's Kanye West.
That video is way better than anything J. Cole ever said to Lil Pump.
You lasted 30 minutes.
All respects to Jermaine, but that video was better than anything J. Cole's ever said to Lil Pump. Come on, man.
Oh, they're cool. I got no issue.
Did you notice? Did you notice all the statues in the background of the video? You didn't even notice them because you too focused on Ye and Pump in them outfits, man. Come on, man. Banging on a trash can, it. Man. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny, but that's all it is, though. It's funny.
What's wrong with that? Aren't you a comedian?
Nothing's wrong.
I suggested you for the Chicago Kanye Comedy Jam, and you going to act like this?
I'm in. Look, you missed my point. My point is, I'm like, when we talk about, like, music-wise, I'm like, well, where is this going? I don't know where it's going. And maybe it's like, you know, this is what it's going to be now.
I don't have an issue with it. Like, I feel like people who are like, Kanye's lost his way. You know, he's doing stuff like this. Like, y'all don't know Kanye. Y'all clearly don't know Kanye. The same Kanye that made Freestyle 4. The same Kanye that made Addiction. The same Kanye that made I'm In It. The same Kanye that made what's the song? All Mine. You know what I'm saying? The same Kanye. That's just, it's consistent. He wanted to put porn on his website in preparation for the College Dropout, and they told him no, Kanye. Like, that's not good for your brand. You will, like, get a wider audience if you don't do that. There was nudity on the Kanye University blog. There was, you know, nudity on the second blog. Like, the same Kanye that made Hell of a Life, like, this has been Kanye throughout. This is an aspect of Kanye. So him hosting the Porn Awards, him performing at the Pornhub Awards, and him doing this song is not new. If you know Kanye, you know that's a part of it. Point blank, period.
Yeah, but I'm not arguing with none of that. I'm just saying, like, a lot of us are curious about, okay, like, what's next? Like, it's hard for everybody to be hype about.
It's no strategy no more. He's just putting it out there. So it's no strategy. It's no more like, oh, I got to start with Ultralight Beam, get these people, you know, praying, and then boom, once their eyes is closed, like, no, it's not like that no more. Now it's like, all right, you know what I'm saying? If I feel like doing this, putting this out, boom, it's out. What you going to do?
So you all in to Kanye throne too.
I wasn't all the way in on Watch the Throne until I heard Otis. So when they put out Wilson or James whatever song they put out, maybe they make Otis too. Maybe Throne 2 has Otis too. You know, got to drop a nine. Look at with the sticky, yeah. Who knows? No, we don't know. You don't know till you hear it. We don't know, man. We don't know what kind of Skittles Kanye gonna have. You know what I'm saying?
I will mediate the sit down.
Imagine Tekashi on a floating stage. Nope. Ooh, come on, man. Last time they had like Rottweilers and, you know what I'm saying, sharks and stuff. Imagine what kind of crazy stuff you could do with Tekashi. You could probably have like Rottweiler unicorns, you know what I'm saying, with like rainbow hair, but they still dogs, you know what I mean? You know Kanye messes with rainbows, dog. He said he's trying to reclaim the rainbow. Come on, man. Who's got all the rainbows? Tekashi. Come on, man.
Yeah,
Come on, man. And then they co-brand with Skittles. Come on, dog. Then they come out with the Skittle Yeezys. Yo.
I liked you better when you was just mad at J. Cole.
Hey, man. I don't have an issue with it, man. Y'all weed purple, my money purple. Like, you can rap that next to Tekashi. I don't understand. On the last throne, Kanye was the turned up. What? Imagine turned up Kanye next to 6ix9ine. Y'all just not ready. Y'all just don't know what the kings actually look like. Kings.
I'm not ready. And it's like, I don't know. I do think that, you know, it's just me. He's just not for me, Doug. Tekashi's is not for me, but I'm cool with that because it's.
You know what? Okay. Jay-Z.
I like Gummo, that's it.
Jay-Z's an old Gummo's king. Great. Jay-Z's Ned Stark. But Tekashi is Joffrey. You know what I'm saying? He out here. He got Sans out here looking crazy. He out here. You know what I'm saying?
I'm cool with that. That means that it's got to wait a little while.
Watch the throne. You got to watch the throne.
He'll be out of here.
Watch the throne. Come on, man.
That'll make Cardi B thirsty, and then, you know, she'll be on top when this is all over.
That's what you think? That's what you think is going to happen?
Cardi's going to be fine.
Hey, speaking of HBO, man, I think I'm not in 2018.
What do you mean?
I don't think I'm in 2018, man. I've been complaining all year about Suit on Chess. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z with the Suit on Chess. Kanye with the Suit on Chess. I watched Insecure. This man just showed up to a party with his whole shirt open. I'm like, yo, maybe I'm in another year. I ain't never showed up no place shirt just open. You know what I'm saying? I always got my shirt buttoned up to the top button. I'm in a different time. I'm in the past.
Hold up. You're not talking about the Coachella episode, are you?
Yeah.
They was at a pool party.
I don't care. I'm all the pool. Nigo always got my back. I always got on a t-shirt. I don't care.
You keep showing up with a t-shirt at a pool party?
Yeah.
You can't.
An ill t-shirt. A neck breaking t-shirt.
I think this is not an actual offense. You pulling a Ramos right now. You just throwing out flags for no reason.
Yo, man, that's sexist, man. After all I stand for, you owe me an apology.
No.
I want it right now. Say you're sorry. No. Say you're sorry. I'm going to get in trouble for that. Let me stop.
Yeah, you really are. Shout out to Serena.
Shout out to Serena. Shout out to Virgil. Shout out to Venus. You know what I'm saying? She don't get enough shout outs this week. You know, shout out to all the Williams.
Yeah. Somebody made out a great point that Serena has beat 20 of the last 24 number one players in the world. But Venus also did the same thing. Shout out to Venus.
Yo, what do you think about Ye and Tekashi being in Colombia?
But we know that the new season of Narcos is in Mexico, so it's not that. Maybe it's gonna be. I don't know. It's gonna be something like that, though. They said somebody said they were shooting a music video, so.
Mm.
I don't know. It's like, I'm curious. I just got to see
it. It's
going
to be better than that Get the Strap video. That Get the Strap video was very disappointing.
I didn't even see that.
It came on after the 9th episode of Power.
Well, that's what it is. I don't think I can consume 50 Cent content anymore, so I don't really see anything.
Oh, man, you tripping, dog. That last episode of Power is really the best they going to do.
All right.
It was good. No, it was good. It was really good.
But you said that with confidence, though.
Okay. We haven't talked about Colin Kaepernick. I've been in an awkward place because I've been, you know, real Yeezy-like, but I've been wearing Nikes every day or something Nike every day.
Checks over stripes, Rob.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I wore my Dynasties, you know. I look at my grails. I haven't busted them out yet because I'm like, I don't know if, you know, but that is the true only way to stand with Cap and still support Ye. But, like, it's raining today. I was going to pull them out today, but it was raining. But, yeah, man. But Kanye tweeted. He was like, shout out to Nike for what they did supporting Colin Kaepernick, you know, and, you know, supporting his voice. I'm glad I'm with Adidas. They helped me, you know, support my voice. And people I know are going to backlash and be mad at that, but I'm not mad at that because, you know, Nike's excuse the whole time that they, you know, didn't back Kanye, didn't let Kanye have more shoes, more visibility is because they said that he wasn't an athlete. And so, you know, I'm glad to see Nike evolve and not be so
changed.
Yeah, but I've never felt supported by Nike. I always supported their product because I was a fan of their marketing and their products, but I never felt like they cared about me as an individual or as, you know, or causes that I felt a part of.
It's still marketing, dog.
It is still marketing, but
somebody ran the numbers and was like, y'all could do this Kaepernick thing and we will be all right.
Yeah, that's true, but they are still sacrificing a serious part of their market. There is a gamble there. There are, you know, they didn't have to do it, but I think it is great that, you know, they backed him, they supported him, they financially, and then it wasn't until there was a turn made in his court case that they, you know, came out with an ad campaign and made it official. Because part of the thing was he was trying to find employment in the NFL, and part of that case was showing that, you know, they were preventing him from working. So they couldn't, you know, show their hand earlier. So the minute that, you know, that there was a turn in the case and it was like there was collusion, they were conspiring to prevent him from working.
Well, we can't jump that far ahead. There's enough evidence to move forward in the case.
There's enough evidence to move forward in the case, and that's when Nike decided to make their announcement. And I think that's dope. That's really dope. You know, unfortunately, you know, I think some of the issues, some of the beginning of you know, the beginning of the why we got Yeezus, why we got the rants, why we got the Zane Lowe interview, why we got, you know, some of those moments is because of Nike and their treatment of Kanye. But I do support them supporting Colin Kaepernick, and I think Kanye, you know, I think it's undeniable, you know?
I'm just happy that I'm back in Michigan. I can ride around the suburbs and I can watch. There's a school out here that boycotted, that's trying to boycott Nike stuff. I'm just about to walk around every store in the neighborhood and just flash Nike shit. That's what it is, man.
Hey, because, man. I mean, hey. At the airport, it does feel like, hey, who you with? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you see people with his swoosh on, you like, all right, are they cool or they're not cool? You know, the only people that are not cool are the people with their swoosh cut off. You know what I'm saying? That's the only people you know. Okay, they definitely the ops. But, like, I saw this one dude, he had on some Nikes, but he had on an Under Armour hat. It's like, all right, this dude don't care or he neutral. You know what I'm saying? But, like, yeah, if you got on New Balances and then your socks is cut, I'm going to think you the ops.
Or you really, you know, just can't afford socks.
I was checking in a hotel. I had on, you know, I had on my LeBrons, you know what I'm saying? You know, my Shut Up and Dribbles. And this lady, she had a pin and it was the NFL shield on her, like, lapel. And I was like, oh, no, like, is it going to be hard for me to get in my room? You know what I'm saying? Like, is this going to be an issue? Because it's like the swoosh versus shield. You know what's going to happen. But I don't think she saw my shoes. So I think I was good.
Who has an NFL shield on?
Exactly. Like, not a team, but the whole shield. Like, yo, you can get concussed if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you got that at the NFL Super Bowl experience in 2008.
Yeah.
That's the only reason you have something like that.
You know what? In today's times, the shield by itself is a little scary. Back in the day, it was like, oh, you couldn't afford no real team stuff. Now, if you're walking around with a referee hat, you look scary as I don't know what. Like, oh, man, it's an umpire over here.
Got my Ed Hockley jersey.
Got yellow flags in their back pocket.
Oh, my God.
Hey, who's going to be at the Kanye Comedy Jam? Is D-Ray going to be there?
D-Ray got to be there.
That would be hard. Leon Rodgers got to be there. Lil Rel got to be there. Deion Cole got to be there.
Oh, Gerard got to be there.
Gerard got to be there. Yeah. I would love to be there. I'm not going to lie. I would love to be there.
I mean, it's what...
Kanye like Comedy Jam?
Come on, man. It all ties into like the Throne 2 thing for me, because I'm just like, I feel like if you just go based off the activity, it's just like, man, Kanye is like, he's active right now. He's trying to do a lot. And you just try to what's going to happen? It's like a big curiosity thing for me. I feel like he's speaking.
No, what? Chance had a whole festival, a coloring book festival with no coloring books, no crayons, no markers, no puppets. Color pencils. And they still had thousands of people there. Kanye could definitely put on a comedy jam. You don't even want to have a comedy jam in a venue that huge outside. You want it in the theater. You don't think Kanye can have a comedy show at a theater? You crazy.
He can't.
He could probably have a week of shows. Probably have Chappelle there. Probably have Chris Rock there. Probably have Will Ferrell do something. Come on, man. This is yay. He played Yeezus for Seth Rogen in the van.
Chris Rock's the only one to put out a bad Nike meme.
What?
You remember the Chris Rock's Nike meme?
Hey, man. Hey, we're not going to talk about that. That's what we're not going to do. I didn't see it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I know you did.
I turned out bigger and blacker, and I haven't seen Chris Rock since. I don't know what you're talking about. Last thing I saw was Everybody Hates Chris.
Back,
I don't know what you're talking about, dog.
Back to back tweets right here. I'm doing two classes at University of Chicago and another school, and I'm doing a comedy festival. Like, who thinks like that?
What you mean? You need to learn, and then after you learn, you need to laugh. Ain't nothing wrong with learning and then laughing. We don't need no class clowns. You want class clowns, go to the comedy jam. We learning here. I don't have an issue with it. I don't have a problem. Ain't no problem.
That one of the we got one of the girls who works at BuzzFeed, she listened to the podcast. Her name's Roxanne. She did say that apparently BuzzFeed confirmed that University of Chicago was like, we have no plans for Kanye to teach here, but we're very flattered.
It ain't about your plans, University of Chicago. When Kanye pull up, he pull up. Just have your stuff ready, okay? Have your projector ready.
I mean, you already made the syllabus.
Come on, man. Hey, we not
good to go.
We don't condone all that. Hey, I don't know, man. I don't know why people trying to block Kanye. You know what I'm saying? The man tweets first, then makes a call later. So don't be making BuzzFeed. Don't be making calls. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Roxanne, but don't be making calls, trying to find out. You know, for trying to fact check. It ain't a fact check.
Oh, it's not concerned with the specifics.
It ain't about specifics, man. If he tweeted, he gonna do it. Didn't he say he was gonna put out a Nas album? What happened? We got a Nas album. Didn't he say we was gonna have seven song albums? What happened? We got seven song albums.
He did fix Wolves.
He fixed Wolves.
Give him credit.
Yeah, man. When he tweets it, come on, man.
I'm still skeptical.
We getting thrown two. We getting thrown two. No space either. THRONE 2.
Lowercase.
Coming soon. And it's coming soon. Not only is coming, it's coming soon.
That's what made me more scared. I'm like, oh man, they really are making it like right now.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know, like you, if Kanye making albums in 8 days, dog.
What if it's something dope, man? You know, like, come on, man. Y'all act like Kanye just whack, man. Like, it could be Kanye and Rhyme Fest. Then all y'all would shut up. Then everybody would be like, "Damn, oh, that was cool of him. He should have."
I did figure out why I felt weird about Cop Shot the Kid. I was like, this ain't consistent with like Kanye at all. He said Rhyme Fest wrote that. I was like, damn it, of course he did. The Rhyme Fest song. Rhyme Fest is doing a super group with a super group of Black Thought and somebody else.
Fonte. Don't disrespect Fonte.
I mean, damn dog, it just went across the timeline quick.
Hey, then don't move your thumb so fast. You act like the timeline moves on its own speed. Oh man, it went quick on the timeline. It's on your time. It's the line of your time. Just scroll slower. I think that's everything. Is that everything?
I think we did it all, man.
Oh man. Hey man, have a good time in Michigan. This is my last time doing a podcast in New York, so get used to my phone voice and then unused to Chris's phone voice, huh? Oh yeah, never mind. We're gonna be in space when we do the podcast. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we go hook it up. No motorcycles this time. Also, Bookie A's merch store coming soon.
Also, the 700s come out. Well, oh, I guess it's come out after the 700s. Hopefully, I got some 700s. If not, then you know.
When y'all hear this episode, tweet at Rob and ask him if you got the 700.
Yeah. If not, I'm standing with Cap real heavy.
Shout out to Nike.
Yo, shout out to Nike. Shout out to my man Phil Knight. Shout out to Phil Jackson. Shout out to Phil Collins.
First things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. Peace. Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.